evening. Everyone's going to have to squish it. No, social distancing. Don't forget, we are still practicing wearing these masks. There are several people we know that have COVID, and we just never know who it will attack, and they will have a rough time with it. So we have to be careful and protect the ones that we have here in this body. Amen. So I pray, and our pastor does, safety and protection over all of you. We pray in this church nothing can come against us in the name of Jesus. Not even a virus. God says, ask and it shall be given. Hallelujah. But we're declaring the month of November the month of thankfulness. Hallelujah. We have these bigger envelopes, and this is above and beyond. If you would have a thankful offering, you can give it. But just to be focused on thankfulness and being grateful and gratitude, a heart of gratitude. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. I appreciate all the prayers this week. I had an injury. I thought it was just a small little injury, a nail hole that I picked up over there. We were cleaning Sunday, and I didn't even feel, I mean, I felt it. It hurt when I first did it, and then the infection set in, so I've been dealing with that all week, and that's why I'm in slippers, so. But I am here, hallelujah, because it's your prayers that kept me healthy and strong, amen, so I appreciate that. So just declare, hallelujah, that you are blessed and highly favored. I know this pastor, this man of God right here, has a word tonight to give you, that it is in our words, in our shout. It, death and life is in the power of our tongue, and we have to release it. Hallelujah. We have to release the shout. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So we welcome all those on Facebook. If you're tuning in, we pray that you will be blessed by the word tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your giving. Thank you for continued your faithfulness, tuning in. And stand with me, church. Are you ready to worship? I want to hear you. You ready to worship? I think we can do better. Amen. Father, we come before you tonight, Lord God, with a thankfulness in our heart. Hallelujah. A thankful, joyful heart. Hallelujah. When we have thankfulness, Lord, and joy in our hearts, we cannot stay silent. Hallelujah. But we lift up a shout of praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory tonight, Lord. Have your way, Lord God. Show up, and do what you do best, Lord God. We give you complete reign in this house. Hallelujah. And we just pray, Father God, against those that are sick right now, Father God. I pray you touch their bodies in the name of Jesus and raise them back up in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mighty hand. Oh, praise God. Isn't God good? Oh, I want to welcome everyone tonight. Just to encourage you to just keep on worshiping God, praising Him. He's worthy. He's worthy. Amen. Amen.
See your victory.
I'm gonna see your victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see your victory, I'm gonna see your victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see your victory, I'm gonna see your victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see your victory, I'm gonna see your victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, precious Lord.
That is who you are.
who you are. That is 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 who you are. That even when, even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working. Even though I don't feel that you're working, never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't see that you're working, you never stop working. Never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't see that you're working. Never stop working. Even when I don't feel that you're working. Even when I don't feel that you're working. Never stop working. Never stop working. Even though I don't see that you're working. Even when I don't feel that you're working. Never stop working. Never stop.
Waymaker.
Never stop. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Come on, how? See.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
He's a miracle worker, yes, he is.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Come on, someone needs to hear that. This is who he is.
Yeah.
We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Oh, yes you are. Yes you are, Jesus.
We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are.
Come on, worship.
That is who you are. That is who you are.
Come on, he makes a way.
That is who you are.
He heals our sickness.
That is who you are.
That's who you are, God.
That is who you are.
You never change.
That is who you
never change. You never change. You're a
that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are.
That's who you are.
That is who you are.
Shout unto God, hallelujah. Come on, tell him, hallelujah. He's the way maker. He's the miracle worker, hallelujah. Oh, he's the light in the darkness. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He never fails me. When I don't know which way to go, he is the way maker. When I need a miracle, he's a miracle worker, hallelujah. He is who he says he is. Hallelujah. He is who he says he is. Oh, he does all that he says he can do. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, if there's a mountain, he can move a mountain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He moves mountains. Hallelujah. I want you to know the mountains tremble at his name. The mountains tremble. Hallelujah. The mountains tremble at his name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he makes the valleys, hallelujah. He raises up valleys. He makes the crooked places straight. That's who he is, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we give it to you, God, hallelujah. We open our hearts now tonight, God, hallelujah. We open ourselves up to you, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, we glorify your name, we glorify your name. Come on, can we just praise him for a minute, hallelujah. Oh, come on, someone needs to shout unto God. Come on, I feel the need to shout unto God. I shout unto God, I shout unto your name, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, we shout to your name, God. We bless your name, come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we glorify your name, hallelujah. Move in this place, Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Can you thank him tonight? Come on, somebody got to thank God tonight. Just thank him, hallelujah. Thank him, hallelujah. I don't know if I have anything to thank him for. Yes, you do. You're standing here tonight. You got breath on your lips, hallelujah. So somebody shout to God. He's worthy of all your praise. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of all glory. He's worthy of all honor, hallelujah. hallelujah. I give you my praise, God. I shout your name, God. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Children may go to their classes. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, glorify his name. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. This place. Come on, say this place. Hallelujah. My goodness. Oh, hallelujah. I want to help you tonight. Can I help you tonight? I pray that if you didn't come in here with a shout, I pray that you leave with a shout. I pray you leave with a shout. I pray you leave with a shout. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray you leave with a shout. Hallelujah. Because you don't know where I've been from. You don't know where I've come from. You don't know where he's delivered me from. Come on. I don't know where he's delivered you from, where you came from. Amen. But God does. Listen, do you ever hear the expression? You ever hear the expression that you got to dance with the one that brought you? Come on, I was thinking about that. You know how you have a dance and you dance with the one that brought you. You don't dance with someone else. You get in trouble with that, Dan, if you dance with someone else and they didn't bring you. Because you're going to have to find a ride home. I want you to know that he's brought me out of a miry clay. Hallelujah. He's brought me out of a miry pit. Hallelujah. He has brought me out of sin, out of sickness, out of death, out of disease. He has brought me out. Hallelujah. I'm going to dance with the one that brought me here. I'm going to celebrate with who he is in my life for what he has done within me. Has he done something within you? Somebody shout to God. Come on, amen. Can you shout out there on Facebook? Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Come on. We got to shout to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, just give me a beat. Come on, just hit that drum for a minute. Just celebrate for a minute. Come on, amen. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, somebody shout. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. I've come to bless your name. Hallelujah. I've come to give you praise, God. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of praise. Somebody say he's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Get ready at the end. Listen, I want to hear you. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. I got you. You got to hear this. We've been talking about this is a month of Thanksgiving. Not just a day. And what I think is if you do something for 30 days, it becomes a habit. We know how to make habits. It's time to make some good habits. And I'm talking about a thankfulness. I got all kinds of stuff in my pocket. I got to empty my pocket. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, God, I just... Right now, God, Lord, we just, Lord, I'm so thankful for your Spirit. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit. I'm so grateful for your Spirit, God, Lord, that you move within us, God. You desire to move with us, God, Lord. You desire to, God, Lord, to work in our lives. You desire to continue to deliver us, to lift us up, God, to break things off that need broken off. That's who you are, God. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I submit unto you, Father God, right now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I am who he says I am. Say it with me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. And I can do what he says I can do. Do you believe that? That's the word of God. Amen. You know what the problem is? I want you to hear something. Sometimes this is what happens in churches, that we're supposed to be moved by the Spirit of God, not by our flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. Not by our flesh. But, you know, if you ever go to a football game, see, the world says, you know what they call that, Jody? They call it celebrating. They call it celebrating. That they're celebrating. But they call what Christians do right here emotion. Oh, it's just emotion. Let me tell you something. I celebrate. Come on, I celebrate. I celebrate for who He is and what He's done. I celebrate. I got my eyes on Him. You say, but Pastor Chris, I can't. I'm going to help you here tonight. You ready? What is this right here in my hand? Oh, it's a magnet. I stole it. She didn't see me steal it. She don't like my... Look at this thing. It's lit up. Woo! Man, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 34, I'm going to read it to you. Welcome, Facebook. Amen. All you out there, God bless each and every one of you. We're praying. I pray that you'd be blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know that I'm not moved by the emotion, but I am moved by the Spirit of God. Amen. Because emotion will shut me down. Emotion will fail me. Emotion will not bring me. It will always let me down. Emotions let us down. Come on, you can get worked up in emotion, but emotion lets you down. But that's why the Bible says that we don't walk by the flesh, but we walk by the Spirit of God that's within us. Amen? So I want you to catch this and grab hold of this. This is in Psalms. I will bless the Lord at all times. This is nice, man. At all times. At all times. No, sometimes, listen, it's when I feel like it. At all times. Here's the problem. This is the toughest thing in the world is sometimes it's my flesh, my soulless realm, that it's moved by emotions. It's moved by feelings. It's moved by what I see on the outside, by what this part right here, this is my vehicle for my soul, my spirit. This is my vehicle. I want you to hear this and get this. And I'm going to teach on this again some other time, but we're talking about shouting today, all right? Come on, somebody, you got to get a shout on, amen? Because I thought to myself, everything within me said, man, listen, you better not shout. People are going through things, all this stuff. And God says, I just felt that God says, this is the moment to begin to shout right now. Come on, we're going to shout. We're going to shout. Come on. We're not just shouting for victory. I'm shouting because I got victory. That's the difference. Hallelujah. I've already won. Tell someone I've won. I got the victory already in Jesus Christ. I have the victory. I have won. Amen. Listen, so He says this. I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise Him continually. Be in my mouth. Let His praise be continually. 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 Always in my mouth. Amen. That I don't end up being moved by my emotions or by the things around me, because every single day something's going to try to trip me, to cause me to get in focus on. Amen. It's going to try to distract me. It's going to distract me, trying to distract me out here. All kinds of things waving, all kinds of things all around me. But that's my body. I'm not supposed to be moved by my body or my soul, but I'm supposed to walk in the Spirit of God, being led by the Spirit. See, when we get an understanding of this, my soul shall make her boast. My soul's going to boast and be glad. Oh, magnify. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us, say let us, exalt His name together. Oh, magnify. Oh, magnify. Oh, come on, listen, I want you to get this, listen. How many of you know what magnify does? It makes it bigger. And listen, I'm here to tell you, God's already big. But the problem is, my soul got a vision of things on the outside that looks around and try to make God look little. But when I begin to declare from my spirit and declare from the place of victory, what God has done for me and what God's going to do for me and what God's doing through me, hallelujah, I begin to magnify. I begin to change my perception of what's going on. All of a sudden, as I magnify, whatever you focus on, whatever I put this on and focus on it, I magnify. I want you to hear this, that we've been magnifying a lot of things that aren't God. We magnify fear, and it gets bigger and gets bigger because our focus is on that. It begins to get bigger, hallelujah. It begins to get larger. We begin to think about all these different things, depression and weaknesses and hopelessness. All these things begin to be magnified and get bigger than the God who made us, the God who spoke to us, the God that given us life, hallelujah. My focus needs to be on God and focus on who He is. See, but what happens is I turn myself to my five senses. I turn myself, instead of turning to the Spirit of God and focus on who He is, what He desires to do for me. I don't want to be accused of stealing it. All right. So listen. They said that scientists said that a shout. Say shout.
Shout.
You ever get hurt? What's the first thing you say when you get hurt? No, I mean. What do you say? You say ow. My wife kicked her foot and she said ow. You shout ow. Come on, it's a natural response. Do you know why? Because when you shout out, ow, it interferes with your pain receptors in your brain. It intercepts it. It gets in between it. When you say, ow, it tries to block that pain from getting in you. I want you to know that God has spoken 31 times, over 30 some times in the Bible about you shouting. I want you to get this and understand that I do not shout for something, I shout from something. I'm not shouting to get something, but when I get a revelation that I'm shouting because of what Jesus already did for me 2,000 years ago, He's got the victory. And what happens is my spirit knows it. So when I begin to shout from that position, I begin to shout from that place, I begin to shout from that place, this place begins to pay attention to what's happening. See, faith is action. Faith without works is dead. Amen? Faith without works is dead. Your faith, anything spiritual, there's something you work at, you go for it, you move in it. Listen, there's sometimes, because your flesh doesn't want to do that. It doesn't want to act. You're going to help me tonight, because I want you to get this, because it'll bring breakthrough in your life. See, because our flesh wants to say, oh, really? I can feel it in my spirit. Some of you are saying, really? See, because sometimes we begin to let the things around us, but sometimes you just got to shout. See, I want you to know that, understand that there's different places and different aspects of worship. There's different expressions of worship. See, faith, as you worship, it's an expression of what's inside you. See, as you worship, it's an expression of what's inside you. And sometimes I wonder, I've gone in churches, many churches, I wonder what's inside them. Sometimes people just look miserable. You need to let what's inside come on the outside. Hang on, I want you to catch this, all right? Catch it. You going to catch it? How many of you ever heard of John Wesley? John Wesley says this. He's a Wesleyan preacher. This is what he says. He says, shout to testify in your faith in God's promise. Testify in your faith and of God's promises. Testify. As you shout, you testify of God's promises with your faith. Shout to encourage each other. See, when you got somebody shouting, you got somebody excited, man. Now, you know what? See, shouting in an expression of celebration, there's no language barrier. See, when I was in India, I couldn't speak a lick of Indian. Sound like they're just speaking in tongues. But here's what I understood. as we begin to worship them, I begin to see and begin to hear and understand that they were worshiping with celebration. I didn't have to understand what they were saying, but I could see by their expression they were celebrating, hallelujah, from that place. There's no language barrier from celebration. You could just tell from their expression something's happened within them. Something's moving within them. Jesus told the rocks, remember this I told you last week, when Jesus was riding, he came in and they were shouting and going crazy. And Jesus says, you need to tell your people to shut up. He says, they're acting like idiots. And Jesus looked at me and said, listen, if they shut their mouths, what will happen? You're going to experience the first rock concert in history. Come on, amen. I bet you that's where we got the first rock concert in history, and it was for Jesus. Amen? It was for Jesus. Amen? So I want you to get this. So over 31 times, and he says this, he says, shout to strike terror into your enemies' ears. You shout. I want you to know that I've never been on a safari, but I could just imagine when you're in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of this jungle, and you hear, maybe a little loud. You know what they're doing? They're letting know their enemies all know they're here. They're letting everybody around them know, come on, that they're still alive. They're letting everybody know that they are king of the jungle. Do you know what you have within you? You have Judah within you. Do you know what Judah is? Judah is the lion of the tribe of Judah. You weren't meant to keep silent. You were meant to roar. Hallelujah. You were meant to shout. You were meant to make some noise. I want you to know, when I wasn't saved, when I was running from God, I knew how to act ridiculous. I knew how to celebrate. Amen. But when I got saved, hallelujah, there's a new kind of celebration. There's a new song within me. It's a song of salvation. It's a song of victory. When I wake up tomorrow morning, there's something, a song within me, not a hangover. It won't leave me disappointed. Amen. Come on. Amen. Because something, I pray, God, Lord, let me wake up with a shout on my lips. Hallelujah. Let me wake up with a shout upon my lips. Let me wake up with an expression of who you are within my life. Let me wake up not based upon what's going on around me, not the things, the darkness that I might face or the things that I might be going through. But God, let me see you for who you truly are. Let me see you, God. So let there begin to be a shout within me to shout, hallelujah, to shout who you are. So he says, shout to strike terror in the enemies. I'm going to get to that at the end. Shout in thankfulness. We shout in thankfulness. We shout from the expression of thankfulness. But I remember my wife was, man, when she became pregnant, man. And she told me. Let me tell you. I began to shout. There was a joy unspeakable within me. Something within me began to overwhelm me because she was pregnant. Because it was over 10 years. No pregnancy. I began to shout and celebrate. But you see, anybody else on the outside, I couldn't worry. You know, here's the thing. Sometimes we worry about what everybody might think about you. Hang on, listen. I want to help you. Not everybody is really thinking that much about you as much as you think they are. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to dance with the one that brought me. See, David, like I said last week, that when his wife was saying, you look like an idiot out there dancing, your pants are falling down. You know you look foolish. I know I do. But here's the thing. Your daddy didn't bring me here. I am who I am, not because of your daddy Saul, but I am who I am because of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So I'm going to celebrate. Do you know what the sad thing about it? He had a celebration. He was bringing to her something that she needed. But she wasn't willing to change because she was worried about this part and not what's taking place in this part. You okay? That's how we worship. Listen to this. I wrote these down. There's different forms and expressions of worship. There's many, but here's some of the ones in the Bible. All right, you ready? This one's called Hallel. It means shine. To boast, to praise, to act like a... This is fact. This is in the Bible. You can look it up. To act like a fool. See, listen, I want you to know that people know how to act like a fool when they're drunk with wine. But when you're drunk in the Spirit, hallelujah. Listen, when you're drunk in the Spirit, amen, you let God begin to. What happens is that you let the Spirit of God overwhelm you, amen. You let the Spirit of God saturate you, overtake you, overwhelm you, amen. That's what God desires to do, that He overwhelms us. And when He overwhelms you, guess what? Everything that you bring with you, He overwhelms it too. Whether it's fear, whether it's doubt, whether whatever that thing might be, whether it's sickness or disease, we need to let God overwhelm us, hallelujah, with His Spirit. And it begins with a shout. He says, crazy, exuberant praise. That's what we need in the church. Smith Wigglesworth said, when the shout leaves the church, the power leaves. I'm going to tell you something about Smith Wigglesworth. You say, who's that? You look it up. One of these greatest men that's walked on this earth, I'm telling you. He understood something. And I have a thing about studying men and women of God that were used by God as an expression. Did you hear me? 23 times Smith Wigglesworth raised people from the dead. 23 times. Fact. Document. Is it hot? No, you're cool. You hot? 23 times. Say 23 times. 23 times. And that makes me to think, I'm still working on my first. If you could, you've raised through the power of God within you, not him, but the power of God within him, 23 times, you got something to say. You know something. You know something that I need to hear. You got some victory. Come on. I could go on and on about what this, the things that God used this man because of his faith. He started his ministry when he was 50 years old. 50. 50 years old. His wife died. And he said, God, I have nothing left. But what I do have, I'm going to give it to you for the rest of my life. Tell someone you're never too old. Tell someone you're never too old. Listen, he changed continents. He changed, thousands of people were changed and moved by God using that man just because he was obedient to God. Zamar means instrumental praise. Why do we do instruments? Because God says so. Let the stringed instruments praise his name. Expression of praise. Amen. Their expression. The world doesn't have anything on God. Amen. Listen. They do what God already started. Amen. He was meant to give glory to God. Say yada. It's actually, you know when you do a magic trick? So they stole it from that. But this is an expression of praise. It means, ready? You got to do it. See, you don't just say it. You got to do it like this. Ready? Yada. I'm closing my eyes. Don't look at anybody else. But this is praise God with an expression. Ready? Yeah. See, it is an expression of your hands lifted up to God. It's an expression of praise. Hallelujah. He says to come with thankfulness, yada, before God. That you are celebrating and surrendering God, yada. See, it was a form of expression. See, because your flesh does not want to submit to the Spirit, because it looks stupid. It might look stupid, but God says do it because it does something for you. Do you know that the shout that scientists have even said, that an expression, the Chinese have been doing it for years, that they begin to go like a tree. They go, and they shout with exercise. Now this is in the natural, but God says to do it for a reason, because what happens, it begins to help your kidneys, different parts of your natural body. You know, there's things that sometimes if maybe we just did it, maybe I... There's a release that takes place. Something begins to happen within you. You might think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you what, if God says it, there's something about, I cannot try to explain it or try to figure it out, but I just need to do it. Because faith is action. It's an expression. Say it's an expression. Yada. Physical praise, raising your hands in thanksgiving. That's what it means. So when you're around the Thanksgiving dinner table, yada. There goes my fork. Woo. That is barak. Means to kneel down. Means to come to a place of expectation. It's forms of expression. I want you to see this. Every one of them are different types of expressions of worship. Yes. Celebrating the God who is, who was, who is to come. It's an expression of worship. The Bible says that everything. I'm here to tell you the biggest thing that's a struggle with people is they don't feel like it. They might not feel like it. I didn't feel like worshiping. I want you to know that sometimes if you feel like it, you might feel better. People say, well, no, if I feel better. And God says, if you begin, let me just jump in this. All right. You all right? And the one that we're talking about tonight is called Shabak. It's to address in a loud tone. To boast or to command. To boast. This is not yelling at God. By any means. He's not hard of hearing. But God arises in the shout of his people. God is lifted up in the shout. The Bible says shout for joy. Listen, I want you to get this. You've already got the joy within you in the Spirit of God. So you shout from that place that's already settled within you. The joy of God that's already in you. Joy, joy. Down in my heart. Down it, but sometimes I gotta shout it out. How many of you guys know that there's forms of communication to God? These are forms of communication just like you have with one another, your family members, think people around you. So I want you to get this and see that without communication with somebody, you can't properly communicate with people, you know. See, sometimes you need to talk it out. Say talk it out. You know, this is the problem sometimes with people where that they get in an argument or they disagree with somebody that, and they're so mad about it that they weren't willing to talk it out. Instead of talking it out or communicating, trying to communicate or work it out, they'll run out. See, but God gives us worship and praise so that we can talk it out with him. Come on, I want you to get this. See, what are you talking about? See, praise isn't just... God enjoys you thanking him, give him praise. But he don't need it. I told you last week that the stars and all the animals, the rocks, the trees, he has angels, thousands of angels that worship him and say, holy, holy, holy. Creating an atmosphere. But worship is what I need. See, because when I magnify God, I do not see... I begin to see the way God really is. I begin to magnify him and see him for who he really is. But because of this place makes God look really tiny in the out. But when I worship God from the Spirit, I begin to magnify him. All right? So as we worship, as we bless him, As we begin to lift up, those are expressions. Those are the way that we communicate, the way we participate. See, and I wrote this down. Sometimes we got to talk it out. See, with my wife, that sometimes she might not agree with me, or I might not agree with her, and we can get mad and walk away, and nothing changes. There's some things in your life that never change. You're mad about something with God, but I'm telling you what, as you begin to participate with Him and begin to worship Him, as you begin to lift up His name, as you begin to enter into His courts with thanksgiving, enter His courts with praise, as you begin to worship God, something begins to take place. You begin to communicate. You begin to talk it out with God. That's what prayer is so important about. There's some things that might be upon your heart, and as you begin to surrender it to God, you begin to get focused. You begin to line up with God. He says sometimes we got to worship it out. Sometimes you just got to worship. I said sometimes you just got to worship. Amen. You got to worship. Hey, listen, it's true that sometimes we don't always feel like it. Sometimes I don't feel like it. But I'm in this relationship. I'm in a partnership. And I begin to act in faith as I worship God. The Bible says we're to walk in faith. We're to walk in. Worship is a form of faith. It's acting because you might not feel like it. There's a lot of times where I don't always feel like it. But the more I stay in that place, the more I come to a place of weakness. The more I come to a place where God gets less bigger, and everything around me gets overwhelmed me. It gets bigger, and then finally I get to a place where I realize, how did I get here? But if I keep worshiping God, if I keep blessing His name, if I continue, let His praises be on my mouth. It's not for God, it's for me. I begin to live in a place of victory. I begin to live outside of the place of defeat and begin to live in a place of victory. Amen? And it's a place of surrender. I begin to think about, but you get a revelation of who God is. You get a revelation of who He is. That's how you worship, as you get a revelation, get an awareness of who God is in your life. See, Paul and Silas, they had a revelation of who God was in their lives. And it says, and the Bible says that when Paul and Silas, they were put into prison. And they weren't just put into prison, they were put in the lowest part of the prison. Stinkiest place of all stinky places. The darkest places of all darkest places. I'm going to tell you something. It's the last place I feel like worshiping God. See, sometimes we feel like we got to have the right atmosphere to worship God. I love the atmosphere. Isn't the lights awesome there? These lights, come on, amen. Lights look good. Come on, what an awesome atmosphere. But I want you to know that, listen, I don't worry. We like atmosphere be nice, but listen, here's what I'm saying is we don't have to be at a place where I say to myself, I need to have the right atmosphere. God, you need to do everything right for me to come and worship you. I need to have a really good day today, and maybe I'll come Wednesday. Maybe I'll worship. Maybe. If there's a right atmosphere. But here's Paul and Silas. They're placed in chains. And the only thing that I believe that came to Paul's mind hanging like this is Yada. Amen. Yada. He looks over to Paul, and this is Silas, and this is a big mistake. Tell your neighbor this is a big mistake. The enemy makes some stupid mistakes. And here's what he did. He put two together. Should have separated them, because the Word of God says if you put two or three together in my name, hallelujah, I'm going to be in the midst. And they began to get together, and he looked over at him. He says, are you ready? I see what you're saying, Paul. Yeah. Yada. Yeah, yada. Hallelujah. Let's begin to thank him. God, I'm thankful, God. The other guys are in the other room saying, what? These are fools. But you're about ready to hear something happen, because the earth began to shake, hallelujah. As they began to shout, as they began to praise, it was the midnight hour. It was the dark part of the night when everything looked bad. But I'm here to tell you, as you begin to shout, God begins to move. As you begin to praise, as you begin to worship, as you begin to declare Him name, something will shift on your behalf. God will begin to move the angels. When you worship God, the angels move. They're activated with your worship. I'm going to preach about that in a couple weeks. Say they're activated. Here's why. They're not activated by me saying, hey, could you come help me? You know what they're activated by? The word of God. And as God shout, as I begin to shout the name of God, as I begin to shout who He is, as I begin to shout from that place of worship, from a place of, I get a revelation. See, they could, if they were waiting for to get a feeling, they'd have died. I want you to know, if they would have waited, if they would have waited to worship, those ones that were in chains next to them, in the cells beside them, because it says all, say all of their chains of the ones in the prison fell. All. I want you to know that when you're worshiping, it's not just about you. But God's moving when you don't see it. God's moving when you don't feel it. When you don't know how it's happening and you're wondering, you just keep praising. You got one thing to do, just worship. I got everything else covered. You just worship. Amen. You just get your place in a place of rest. Hallelujah. Because what happens is, young man, you're going to begin to recognize I'm God. As you worship my name, you'll begin to magnify. And something will come on you. What will come on me? A joy. Hallelujah. A joy unspeakable. A joy that I can't explain. A joy. Hallelujah. That is a shout from heaven will begin to burst out of me. It ain't about feelings. See, and they began to go as they began to go, and there were deliverance. People were healed. Doors began to open on lives. I'm telling you, worship. I watched a man one time in a powerful worship service. I was standing there, and I was leading worship. I looked down, and there was a man that was in there. I know he was struggling. He was going through hell. Been one things in his life, different things. It wasn't in this church. It was another church. I watched him, and I knew, because I knew when he came in, God says, just watch the man. I didn't understand. I kept hearing God say, watch the man right there. He says, and I began to watch him surrender, because he wasn't that type of guy just worship God. I'm telling you, he just was a tough guy. His exterior was all brrr. But I began to watch God. Began to watch him participate. I watched him begin to God communicate with him. We got to tell him, I got this. He says, if you shout, I'm going to work it out. I said, if you begin to shout, I'm going to work it out. He began to shout to God. He began to celebrate. I watched him. I watched God overcome something strong, mighty. I watched God touch a man's heart, reach deep within his heart, and begin to cause him to come to a place of surrender in the Spirit. He committed his life to Jesus Christ that night. God filled the Holy Spirit. No one did anything. Nobody did anything. It was God in the midst of worship. Hallelujah. As you begin to lift up his name, people come to a place of surrender. That man's a preacher today. He's a preacher today. Are you okay? Just a minute. You got it good? No snacks tonight, so just a minute. Smith Wigglesworth said, no man can doubt if he learns to shout. If you learn how to get your shout on. I said, if you learn how to get your shout on. If you learn how to get your shout, hallelujah, as we begin to worship, we fight the fight of faith, amen? You begin to fight the faith. You begin to, as they worship, they broke others out of where they were. Those conditions weren't right. Here's what happens, what we begin to do. The psychologists say this. He says, they say, you cannot negotiate with your emotions. Reasoning won't change your emotions. They're more powerful than your reasoning. I'm going to say it again. Your emotions are more powerful than your reasonings. Because there's some things that you know in your emotions and your reasoning, your head, this is stupid. There's things you've done in your life that honestly, your emotions overwhelmed your reasoning. Am I the only one? Sometimes I got emotional and it overwhelmed my, I really shouldn't be doing this. Or sometimes you say when you yell at somebody or you let your anger ride up upon you, you say to yourself, but your emotion got the better of your reasoning. Your emotions are very powerful. We're to be moved by the Spirit, not our emotions. Amen. I want you to catch this. You ready? He says, but behavior. He says, you can't. And this is what I said. But actions are. Actions are greater than your emotions. Can't feel your way into a better behavior. You can't feel your way into better behavior. But your behavior, your way, and you can change your behavior into a better feelings. But as you have bad, better behavior, it could change your feelings. See, when you act in faith, see, there's times when I don't feel like my emotions, but as I act in faith, as I move, there was a man that did this amazing guy crossing the Niagara River, the Niagara Falls, and he had this rope that went across, all the way across it. You know how long that is? It's really far. And this guy did all kinds. This was back in the 20s or something. And he would go across this thing and take a wheelbarrow. He made breakfast going, honestly, he fried eggs on it. Crazy. But he did all this stuff to show people, look at this, how many times I've went across this thing. This is a fact. You could look it up. And he went across so many times, and he came over, and he finally, everybody's going crazy, Dan. Wow! Move by emotion. You're awesome. How many of you think I how many of you believe that I could wheel somebody across this thing? Yeah! Can I have any volunteers? Nobody. Raise their hand. Nobody. Say nobody. See, the Bible says demons believe in God. But when you step out in faith, when you move in faith, something begins to happen. Amen? Say it changes everything. I want you to catch this. Just a few more things. You all right? He says, but you can say, if I felt better, I'd act better. God says, if you act better, you'll feel better.
Come on. Come on.
Listen, I want you to hear that sometimes you might not see anything happen. If there have been times, but I want you to know there's times when you begin to worship and shout unto God, you don't know anything's happening. But 2 weeks from now, I believe sometimes God is going to reveal to us when we stand before Him and say, listen, do you see what your worship did? I'm going to show you right now. I'm going to show you. I'm going to reveal to you what your worship did. I'm going to show you what your worship did. This is what your worship did. Not just for you, but for others. See, you are building something up in you. Maybe the Bible says, sanctify yourself today. For tomorrow. I'm going to say it again. Sanctify today for tomorrow. I'm going to give you a 2020 expression of what sanctify means. It means to saturate. It means to be in God's presence. To be activated for tomorrow. I don't know what I might need tomorrow, but God does. And as I worship God, He'll take care of the rest. If you begin to worship, I'm not just saying always shout. I want you to hear what I'm saying. A form of expression. God wants us to express our worship to Him. Because it's for our benefit. Things will never change in our lives until we know how to worship, begin to worship God. I'm telling you, because it's a place of surrender. Because God will stand there and let us do what we need to do. Until we say,
God, I'm... You keep working, God will rest. But if you rest, God will work. And what does it mean by resting? Resting from the place of the Spirit, what He did for you. Resting from the place of understanding, of revelation. My God, You did that for me. So I want you to know the enemy is scared to death when you get a revelation of what happened 2,000 years ago. See, the enemy didn't have a problem killing Jesus. They were fired up about that. But the problem was, tell your neighbor the problem was. It was a problem the next day. When the stone was rolled away. See, because that moment wasn't just, it was for you. The Bible says that it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. When the enemy, when you begin to realize it's Christ that liveth in me, hallelujah, you begin to get an exuberant joy within you, a shout within your heart. You begin to realize, hallelujah, no matter what the enemy might try to throw at you, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. You begin to get a shout on. You begin to get a praise on. You begin to worship God. Hallelujah. There'll be moments that I begin to get some praise on. And I didn't, listen, Mary, I'm telling you, there's sometimes I'm working so hard. I come home and I, you know what I want to do? Nothing. I want to sit and stare at the TV and go dumb. But when I begin to worship, I begin to worship. You begin to get in your room. You begin to worship. Something begins to happen. Hallelujah. The earth begins to move. This earth begins to be shaken. I begin to magnify God. I become aware that He is greater than my problems because a minute ago I really felt like it was really bad. But as I worship, hallelujah, God is risen up in my shout. In me. All right, I'm almost done. You all right? I got to go. The Bible says, make a joyful noise. What kind of noise are you making? We're all making noise. Yeah. Somebody, listen, we're all making noise. Am I right? We all make noise. Listen, do you know that there's a pastor that the guy told me, he says, listen, I lost the urge to kill a while ago. I used to hunt all the time. But I did. Nothing wrong with hunters, I'm not saying. But I just lost that urge, you know. I just didn't want to go out in the cold anymore. It's like, I'm sitting out there thinking, what am I doing? I work outside for a living, and I'm coming out here on my free time to sit outside. This is kind of dumb. I remember one time I had a raging fire in the woods, and my dad said, what are you doing? I'm like, you're getting warm. You are my dumbest son. I'm sorry. So this pastor was invited to go coyote hunting. You all right? You got a minute? Come on. So he goes coyote hunting with this pastor. He's like, coyote hunting? Oh, all right. So he goes and they get all camoed out and they're covered up head to toe with everything within them. And they go sit in this blind. They're in Arizona or something like that. They're sitting in this blind. He says, I can't even see him. Hey, preacher, where you at? He's over there. So he says, listen. He says, I'm going to call. I won awards for coyote calling. Really? What are the coyote sound? No. He says, I don't make a coyote sound. He said, but I make the sound of a whining rabbit that's in distress. Say whining rabbit. I don't know. It really is. Listen on the internet. But there's a sound that they begin to hear a sound. He began to hear the sound of a whining of a rabbit, these rabbits. And it says, and when they hear the sound of a whining rabbit, they're going to come. Do you know what attracts the enemy? Whining. You know what they hear when they hear whining? Lunch. It's time for dinner. Fear is bringing his brother doubt. And here they come. See, that's what it does. But Here's what happens. As much as that happens, do you know what you attract when you begin to shout? You begin to attract the angels. When you begin to shout, do you know what you begin to do? You cause the enemies to fear and tremble. See, because whenever they don't hear you whining, but they hear you shouting, they're saying, what's going on with him? It causes chills to run. Whoa! It's like Mufasa. Whenever they said the name was Mufasa. Whoa! Remember the movie Lion King? Remember they said, say it again. Mufasa. Whoa! Because it brought chills up and down the spine because he is greater than who he was. I want you to know that they begin to hear the sound of praise instead of whining. Something begins to change. Something begins to break. There's a breaker anointing within you. Hallelujah. Waiting for you to be released in you. Smith Wigglesworth said, he said this. He said that there were many giants that I ran in through the years. But the problem, they never became giants because they didn't know how to shout. They were embarrassed to shout because of they looked too holy. They looked righteous. You okay? I'm done. Hallelujah. The Bible says, sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. It says, shout. Sing unto the Lord, for the Lord has done it. Make a joyful noise. We need to learn how to make a joyful noise. The enemy feeds on my flesh what I feed him. And he feeds on doubt. He feeds on fear. And whenever I begin to doubt, I begin to eat Loaded, ready? All right, here we go. You said, oh, he's done now. Oh, let everything within me shout unto God. Amen. But he came from a place of revelation. He began to get a place of revelation. And this is what happened with Joshua. Now I'm finished. Joshua. He said this. I want you to catch this and get this. Are you warm? You okay? I'm almost done, so we're good, okay? So here, Joshua, he says, sanctify yourself, saturate yourself. He could begin, listen, here's what I want you to do. They began to look, and everything was shut up. The walls were shut up. This thing was bigger than them. Say, it's bigger than me. There's some things that are bigger than you, but they're not bigger than God. God was teaching the children of Israel, this is how you're going to win the victory. This is the first victory that they stepped into, that they entered into when they came out of Egypt, that they were standing there. And they were about ready to get some victories. If they learned what they learned in this season, in this moment, it was going to be powerful for them in the next season, in the next battle. But you got to learn from your seasons, from your battles, and take notice upon it and listen to see what's happening and how does this work? What does this do for me? There's something that happens when I begin to worship. There's times that I come to church and I sit in the presence of God and I walk out and I said, man, there's something about that. Yes, there is. So here's the thing. I just need to be sensitive to it. So here they are. They're children of Israel. They're standing there. They said, this is what you need to do. He says, you're going to send seven priests. Say seven priests. And they're going to have seven trumpets. And you're going to go around seven times. And you're going to send the ark before it. And you're going to begin to sound after the seventh time. You're going to stand and you're going to begin to declare at the ram's horn. Say ram's horn. And you're going to blow the ram's horn. And as you do that, shout.
Yeah. Come on.
Tell someone shout.
Shout.
I want you to get this. I want you to catch this. You ready? This is good. See, because nothing was going to happen until they did the protocol that God said, because it's walking in faith.
Amen.
Sometimes God tests us to see, are we going to move in what He declares? God's going to say, are you going to move in this? Because when I move outside of God's word, then I'm doing it in my own strength. But He said, stand still and see the salvation. Watch what I do. Just watch what I do. As you walk around, as you begin to worship, I want you to know that they're making fun of Him, MZ. They're yelling out the windows. You're an idiot.
Come on.
I'm telling you, listen. It is all those ones sitting outside, standing on the walls, laughing for 6 days, ridiculing them, causing them to stop, trying to get them to give up, trying to get them to feel like is it worth it? About the time you're starting to get thirsty and you've been around that wall, everything's starting to look the same. But I want you to know, as they began to get a revelation, it took seven times. God could have done it like this. But they needed to get a revelation of what God was doing. Hallelujah. And here's what the revelation was. We can look at it today and see. It was symbolic. Because that ram's horn speaks of a male lamb. Say a male lamb. I want you to remind you that Jesus was the male lamb. Hallelujah. He was the Lamb of God that was crucified, that was sacrificed. So that represented that. And when that was declared, when it was burst out, here's what they heard. You ready for this? Can you hear? Just think about this. They're laughing. Can you hear the sound? They're blown. Every one of them were beginning to get a revelation. See, God wants us to give a revelation of what He did for us at the cross. You could play something, Jason. To get a revelation of what Jesus was doing. That God was in control. I want you to know it wasn't for them. The ark of God was, the presence of God was going before them. The priest of God. How many guys know God says on the seventh day, rest. All the other days you do what you want, but on the seventh day, rest. That's symbolic. When you're done working, I want you to rest in me. I want you to have a knowing that interrupts your doubt. And when you get a knowing within you, it'll cause a shout to come out of you. It'll cause the voice of triumph. The word triumph means victory from a battle. A revelation of what Jesus Christ did for you. A revelation of Him as He was on the cross and the victories that He won. Every one of them was for you. That when He was dragged off the cross and thrown into a grave, when everybody doubted, when everybody thought, how can this be? He went for you. But on the third day, He rose, not for Himself, but for you. So that you could enter in to His rest. See, the enemy's fearful of that. See, when you worship from a place of what He did for you at the cross, He's fearful. You could do whatever you want, but don't see yourself in Him. Don't see yourself from a place of victory. Don't see yourself from a place of healing. Don't see yourself from a place of hope and purpose and of peace. Anything else, but don't see yourself from there. But as they began to get their roar on, and it says, as soon as they shouted, the walls fell, crumbled from their shout. Can you imagine that? I'm here to tell you this. Your shout does more than you think. Your shout does more than you think. Those moments when you feel like, I don't know how I'm going to lift my hands up. But your love becomes greater for Him than your fear. Letting Him overwhelm you with His goodness and His mercy. Would you stand to your feet? I get a picture of this. You know what a scale is? Because I want you to begin to do this. See, on this side of the scale is all my problems, all my fears, all my doubts, all those things that we have, and it weighs it down. But God says, listen, as you begin to worship me, as your worship begins to ascend, as your praise begins to get farther and get beyond your understanding of what you're going through, all of a sudden, the scale is tipped. As you lift me up, I will lift your problems. I will lift whatever is overwhelming you in worship. I will lift you up. As you lift me up, I will lift you up. As you lift me up in your worship, as your place is surrender. There's moments, I'm telling you, that sometimes we don't feel like surrendering. We don't feel like worshiping. But I'm telling you, it's not for Him, it's for me. Just take time. Just take moments when you're driving on the road. Sometimes you'd rather just listen to the radio. No. Just worship. Put on some of this, man. Just give God a moment. I'm telling you this. One moment in my life changed me forever. And when it was the moment when I said yes to Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, the Bible says His mercies are new every day. I want you to know me more. I want you to sanctify yourself, saturate yourself today, because tomorrow I'm going to do great things. Yes. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, wherever we are right now, God, in our lives, God, Lord, we surrender to you, God. Lord, if we don't know you, if somebody here right here right now doesn't know you as your Savior, God, I pray to God, Lord, that we can plumb to a place of surrender. We can say, Father God, Lord, forgive me. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. By faith, I believe. So, Father God, whatever is heavy right now on all the hearts right now, Lord, let it be broken. Let it be released. As we begin to experience your greatness, as we become awakened, as we magnify your name to your greatness, to your greatness, that within me everything will begin to shout, hallelujah. I'll begin to shout, hallelujah. I'll begin to declare you're great. And you're holy, and you're mighty, you're awesome. There's none like you, hallelujah. There's none like you. That all the enemies will run in fear because of the greatness of God that's within me. We give you praise, Lord, and we'll declare that we are blessed and highly favored. In Jesus' name. God's knocking on the door. Open up. Let him in.
You got some announcements?
All right, friends. Before we go further, I got to hear a shout. Nah. That better get out of here. Let's hear a shout. Yes. Folks, what do you think? The lights? What do you think? Jason, do you have any purple back there by chance? Wait till you see this. Ooh. Okay, friends, we got a lot to be thankful for, okay? By the way, major thank you. We are so thankful for Jason, are we not? Let's give a shout for Jason. Woo. And by the way, if you think that's a CD he's playing, it's not. That's Jason. Anointed. So folks, we're talking right now about being thankful. These lights are awesome, aren't they? They cost some money. So we want you to really pray about this. We're asking you to make your best gift in Thanksgiving this month. There's a lot of things we want to do. Post on Facebook. You like this? Send a check. But folks, pray about it. I always tell people when it comes to giving as a banker, I always tell people, don't give from the soul, give from the spirit. Pray about it. The Lord will tell you what to do. I have seen people give from the soul and get in trouble. Don't do that. I want you to ask the Lord what you want me to do. And I promise you, we are thanking God already for the new lights. We're thanking God already for the new carpeting. We're thanking God already for the new everything. For the Lord said, Nehemiah, you're rebuilding the temple, but you know what? You're living in paneled homes. But look at my house. Well, the habitation, Pastor Chris is taking care of that. Because we're the habitation. We need a place we can do it. So folks, give us your best offering. That's what we're asking. And we got some other things. We got a problem with our pastor's daughter. I got to share something. The girl wants to go jaywalking. I don't understand what this is about. I love Kristen, but we got to talk to her about this. The jaywalkers are our youth group. J's for Jesus. Makes sense, right? Ages 9 to 15. They meet every Wednesday at 6:30. By the way, y'all. Yeah, bring somebody. And by the way, while this is going on, there's something going on upstairs. Every Wednesday, 6:30, an evening of worship and prayer. Guys, this is absolutely off the chain. I mean, we've had the dead rise. We've had people saved. People speaking in tongues, all kind of crazy stuff. You want to get crazy? You want to get funky? Come on Wednesday night, 6:30. Okay, we are going to be having a Thanksgiving Eve service, which will be, oddly enough, November 25th, night before Thanksgiving. Please invite your friends and families. And last but not least, we are a giving congregation here. Thank you for all those who are donating to our Sowing Seeds ministry. Please continue to bring your non-perishable items for those in need. If you know somebody in need, send them to us. We've got food, and we have resources to get a lot more if we need it. Any questions, please see Ted and Liz Norton. Folks, we've got a wonderful house here. We are so blessed and so highly favored. But at the same time, I'm going to ask that we really get into prayer for many of our brothers and sisters in the community. COVID is real. And COVID is really wreaking havoc in some of our houses. So I say tonight as we pray, the next couple of days as we pray, let us shout. Let us shout for the defeat of this disease. Let us shout for the defeat of this disease in our community. Let us shout that there be healing in the land. Let us shout that Jesus is better than COVID. Jesus is stronger. And we pray that Jehovah Rapha, the God of our God, our healer, will heal all those and raise everyone that has been touched by this disease. Remember, family, we are blessed and highly favored. We are blessed and highly favored. Go and have an awesome week in the Lord.